You're listening to the audio portion of one of my videos. If you'd like to see the video, you can go to my YouTube channel or you can go to aboundingjoy.com.
Well, hey, kids, how are you doing today? I've got Tux here in my lap. Ernie's over here to my side. You may not be able to see him right now. But I got another question for us to think about today. And we'll see how well this goes, if I can keep from being distracted from Ernie and Tux, or if you can keep from being distracted by Ernie and Tux. But here's the question. Is it okay to brag on myself if it's just the truth? Is it okay if I brag on myself if I'm just telling the truth? Some people say, I'm bragging if it's the truth. You heard that? Well, the truth is, when we do something good, we kind of want people to know about it, don't we? That's just kind of the way we're wired. If we really do well on a hard test, for example, or maybe you did well in a really tough ball game, or maybe we do well when we're singing, or maybe we did our part well in a play, or maybe we have really good grades at the end of the semester, or maybe we learned something that was really, really hard to learn, and we worked and we worked and we worked, and finally we got it. Yeah. Or maybe you learned a new skill that took a lot of time and practice to learn. We just kind of naturally want people to know about that, don't we? But, of course, if we're Christians, there should be a little conflict inside us about that, because most of us, I think, probably know that God doesn't like it when we boast or brag on ourselves. I was pretty clear about this. For example, in James chapter 4, it says, you boast and brag, all such boasting is evil. And that's pretty strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he says something similar. It says, what do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? I think he said it that way because he wants us to realize that when we do something good, it's really because God did something good through us. God wants us to realize that we couldn't do anything without him. Now, that's just the truth, guys. So instead of bragging on myself, I should be bragging on God. Does that make sense? I think that's why Paul wrote these words to the Christians who lived in Corinth. In fact, he wrote it to them twice. He said, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. The Lord, he wrote it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He wrote it in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Not in ourselves, in the Lord. In John chapter 15, you remember that chapter? It's a very famous chapter. Jesus is telling us in John chapter 15 that he's the vine and we're just the branches. And Jesus reminds us in John chapter 15, he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. You can't do anything apart from me, Jesus said. And it really makes a difference when we let people know that we realize that those words from Jesus really are true. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Think about this. If I win a race, I know you're laughing now. It's a joke, Grandpa. There's no race you're going to win. I know. I'm past the racing stage. But let's pretend if I win a race and I have a conversation with you and I say, I did good today. And you say, oh, yeah? How's that, Grandpa? And I say, well, I beat everybody in the race. I'm bragging on myself, right? And according to God, that's not so cool. But if I have a conversation with you and it goes something like this, I say, you know what? The Lord really helped me today. You say, oh yeah, how's that, Grandpa? And I say, he helped me run fast and he helped me win the race, but I know I couldn't have done it without him. I'm bragging on the Lord. That's pretty cool. When we brag on ourselves, it usually sounds to others like we think we're better than they are, or we think we're better than other people are. And that's pretty ugly. When I brag on the Lord, or even when I brag on somebody else instead of myself, I'm doing something that resists the sin of pride. The opposite of pride is something called humility. Humility. Humility is when we recognize that apart from God, we can't do anything. And when we do good, it's really God who's working in us. And he gets the credit for it, not us. Another verse, this is in Proverbs chapter 11. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. And it's important to remember, listen guys, you better not forget this. God knows how to humble his kids. Many times when we get proud of ourselves and start bragging, my parents used to call it getting too big for your britches, if you heard that phrase, God will cause something to happen to knock us off our high horse. He knows how to do that. So in Proverbs chapter 16, he says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 29 says, one's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. The Bible tells us about a man who, from human standards at least, was a very, very great man. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. He was filled with pride. He was the king of a great empire named Babylon. And the Bible tells us that he was really proud of himself for building such a great empire. And then one day, while he was in the middle of bragging on himself, God chose to teach him a very powerful lesson, and he put it in scripture so we'd have it. God basically said, you're not going to be the king anymore, Nebuchadnezzar. You're going to go crazy. You're going to start acting like a wild animal and eat grass. And it happened. He went crazy. He started acting like a wild animal. His hair and fingernails grew long. Tried to eat grass. And that went on for months. Finally, God gave him his senses back, and he realized how great God was and how small Nebuchadnezzar was. And the Bible says, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed who? Nebuchadnezzar? No, the Most High, God. And I praised and honored him who lives forever. Nebuchadnezzar knew he didn't live forever. For his dominion, God's dominion, is an everlasting dominion. And his kingdom endures from generation to generation. And at the end, Nebuchadnezzar said this, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor who? The King of heaven, God. For all his works are right and his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, listen to this, he is able to humble. Nebuchadnezzar definitely learned that the hard way. Yeah. If you want to read that story, that whole account is in Daniel chapter 4. Well, hopefully you'll never go crazy and try to eat grass. But listen, God has lots of ways to take us down a notch or two when we start bragging on ourselves. God used the Apostle Peter to write about this stuff too. In his first letter, chapter 5, he wrote this. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For, listen to this, God opposes the proud. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may exalt you, instead of you exalting yourself, you see. Now, you also have to take into consideration here who it is you might be talking with when you're telling the good stuff that God's done through you. If you make the highest grade on a test, for example, and you tell all your friends in the classroom, they'll probably just say, oh man, he's just bragging on himself again, which you would be. But if you come to your parents, or you come to Nana and me, we're probably going to be pretty excited for you. But listen, even then, be careful. We really love it a lot when you realize that the reason you were able to do good is because Jesus helped you. And when you let us know that you know that, it makes us really happy because we think you're learning something important. So what we all need to work on is changing our pride into something else, changing our pride into thanksgiving. Think about it. When I do good on a test, instead of being proud of myself, I should be thankful to God because He helped me. Let me share with you one other time when we can be tempted to be proud and we have to be really careful. I'm telling you guys, pride can sneak up on us. It has a way of doing that. When God uses us to do something good and other people see it and then they brag on us, well, that's kind of cool, isn't it? We don't have to brag on ourselves. Other people are doing it for us. Well, is there anything wrong with that? Well, actually, no, there isn't. In fact, God says it's good for us to encourage each other. That's in Hebrews chapter 10. He says, encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day drawing near. But we do have to be very, very careful what we do with that encouragement, don't we? It's good to be encouraged. It reminds us that God's working through us. That's what we want. But we can very easily turn it into pride down in our hearts. Once again, it's important that we turn it into thanksgiving. Sometimes it's good to say out loud to people when they're bragging on us. It's good to say, hey, I appreciate those kind words. But I want to make sure you know that I know that the reason I was able to do good is just because Jesus helped me. Without Jesus, I'd mess up every time. So I'm just thankful to Jesus. Now, before I stop, I have one more suggestion for you. Watch out for this. Over time, listen now, some of us get really good at saying the right words. Words that sound pretty humble, even though our hearts are filled with pride, full of ourselves. We can even deceive ourselves sometimes into thinking we're being humble because we're saying humble words. Even when we're full of pride. So how do we deal with that? Well, I think the key to that problem is to learn to pray something like this. Father, thank you for using me to do something good. And I want you to have all the glory. Because I realize it wasn't me, it's you. You get the glory because it actually belongs to you. But Father, you know how easy it is for me to get proud. So help me realize in the deepest part of my being that I don't really have anything to be proud of, but that I do have a lot to be thankful for. Help me not to just act humble. Lord, you know it's easy for me to act humble, but help me to really, really know deep down inside me that the truth is, the real truth is, it's not me, it's you. I think we will learn that a big part of the solution to our pride problem is to get our focus more on God and maybe on other people and less on myself. Well, we need to stop this. Let's ask God to help us do that, okay? Father, I thank you so much for my grandkids. And I know, Lord, they're just people like I am, and we're all weak. And Lord, we have a tendency to let pride well up inside us. We have a tendency to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. We have a tendency, when you do something good through us, we have a tendency to want other people to know about it so that they can brag on us. And we have a tendency to steal some of that glory that belongs to you. So please, Father, would you help us, help my grandkids, but all of us, Lord, I'm in this too, same battle. Lord, would you help us to realize deep in our being that when you do something good through us, it is exactly that, that you're doing something good and you deserve the glory, not us. Lord, help us just to be thankful that you choose to use us. And we know that if we can keep that perspective and keep that understanding, you're much more likely to be able to use this to get a lot of glory for yourself if we'll quit stealing it. So Father, please help us. Help us to give you all the glory, all the time, because it belongs to you. You're doing it, Lord, not us. Without you, we can do nothing. So thank you for reminding us of that today. Help us to internalize it well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, kids, next time, Lord willing, I think we're going to talk about the question, how can I tell when God is speaking to me? So stay tuned, keep growing stronger in Christ, stay in the battle.